as thandaz. Sicela Nkosi ukuba lenkonzo kube inkonzo engajwayelekile. Usebenze ngomoya wakho ngcwele uthinte izinhliziyo kuze kube sekujuleni. Kungabikho noyedwa ozofana nehansi noma idada abhukude emanzini kodwa aphume ewomile. Kodwa yilo nalo olalelayo athintwe izwi lakhe abone ukuthi ihlangene naye ngqo indaba izifinyelele ekujuleni kwenhliziyo. Umuntu ahluleke ukuyiphila le mpilo abeyiphila kodwa kube khona okwenzekayo, kube khona uguquko. Amen. Ayike asifunde i-text lethu ngokaJohane isahluko seshumi nantathu.
We'll read from John 13.
Ivesi lokuqala. Ngizokhuluma ngendima yokugcina evesini.
From verse 1, the last part of the verse.
Kwathi ngaphambi komkhosi wePasika, uJesu azi ukuthi isikhathi sakhe sesifikile ukuba muke kulelizwe aye kuyise ebathandile abakhe abasezweni wabathanda kwaze kwaba sekupheleni.
John 13 verse 1. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. If you have an ear to hear, hear, because this word can bring you life or death. It was the time of Passover. Just before the Lord was to die, hang on the cross and be raised again. It says here that Jesus, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. He loved them to the end. It's not a small thing when someone endures to the end. Many people are Christians. Many start well, but they don't end well. They are not faithful to the end.
John Bunyan,
John Bunyan in his book, A Pilgrim's Progress, describes how two pilgrims, when they were at the gates of heaven, they got weary and tired, and they turned aside to have a rest. These days there's a word that's with me day and night. To the end. And here Jesus said, love them to the end.
Akusinto encane, cabanga ukuthi uJesu wahlangana nakuphi ngeke ngithathe okuningi ngoba isikhathi singanda kakhulu. UJudas Iscariot, uJesu iBhayibheli ubazi ukuthi uzomkhaphela, kodwa wamthanda kuze kube sekupheleni, emvezela uthando lwakhe kuze kube sekupheleni.
We can't speak about everything, there's just too much. But when the Bible speaks of Judas Iscariot, it says that Jesus even loved him right to the end.
UJudas bekuyisithenjwa sabafundi bakaJesu.
Judas
wakhethwa yena ukuba aphathe isikhwama sabo. Bethu yena othembekile emalini.
Judas Iscariot had been a trusted disciple to the point that they even entrusted the finances to him.
Kodwa njalo ubethatha okuncane esikhwameni akusebenzise angakubuyisi angakubhali phansi avele athathe kuthwa ubelisela.
However, he was not trustworthy. He was not faithful. He took some of the money, just maybe thinking, well, it's a loan, but he never repaid it, and he never made a note of it. He was a thief.
Amafutha nephungeni, amafutha abizayo. Kuthwa ayebiza lamafutha ungathatha iholo lomuntu wonyaka wonke. Ukuze uthenge lelo bhodlela.
One day as the Lord was gathered with his disciples, a woman came and she had very costly perfume. In fact, so expensive, it was equivalent to a whole year's salary.
Kabanga imali yakho iholayo. Bese kube iholo lonyaka. Biza lamafutha.
You can work out what you earn in a year.
Anephunga elihle.
And you can put a value to it and see what it was worth.
Owesifazane wafika wathatha ibhodlela walephula phezu kwenkosi wamthela ngalawo mafutha.
And this woman came and broke that bottle and poured that perfume onto him, anointed him.
Kuthiwa abanye abafundi baza basola athi kodwa kumoswe amafutha angaka.
And some of the disciples were upset. They said, what a waste to just waste so much perfume, such costly thing. And John says it was actually Judas Iscariot.
UJudas wathi akudayiswa ngani lamafutha. Sithola imali ukondla intandane.
Judas was the one who said, why didn't we just rather sell this perfume and we could have used the money to feed the poor and the orphans? In fact, he wasn't concerned about the poor and the orphans. He just wanted that money to come into the kitty which he had access to and he could help himself. He was just worried about himself. And the others, they trusted him, so they didn't follow up on everything he did.
Jesus said to me again, Angimsoni.
And the Lord said, now leave her alone, because she's anointing me for my death, my burial.
Judas
had his own agenda. The Lord said, no, leave him, because the poor you will always have among you, but I will not be with you always. Eventually Judas betrayed the Lord. Yet the Lord Jesus loved him to the end. The Lord Jesus even referred to him as a friend. Just before he betrayed him, he even took bread, broke it, took and dipped it in the bowl, gave it to him, which you only do to someone whom you respect. He said, one of you will betray me. And Peter and them said, but Lord, who is it? He said, it's the one who I will break the bread and dip it in the bowl and give to. The Lord did that as a sign of respect and honoring that person. And he did it in spite of the fact that he knew that he was going to betray him, hand him over to sinful men. There are such people in this world. Now some people say, well, Judas didn't have the intention that he should be killed eventually. He wanted to just by this act force the Lord to defend himself, then he would destroy his enemies and become the king which they always wanted him to be. And of course Judas was looking forward to becoming his finance minister. And I say to you, Judas, in our midst, stop playing politics here, doing as if everything's okay, you're smiling and you put on a good face here, but then you go out there and you do the opposite.
Uma ebona sebembopha ngempela sebeyamshaya wayisola ukuthi hawu bazombulala ngempela wagijima waya kuba priest wathi nginecala ngichithe igazi elingenacala nginikele ngegazi elingenacala bathi sinandaba nalokho sinandaba nabapriest abakhulu sinandaba nalokho.
When he had done his evil deed, he saw things weren't going the way he thought, and he regretted it. He went to the high priest. He says, I've betrayed innocent blood. They said, well, what has it got to do with us? Even the money that he had received, it burnt him now. It was a curse to him. He threw it at their feet. They didn't have any concern.
Ekuvezela ukuthi uthando lwakhe kuwe lungakanani kuze kube sekugcheleni noma umphatha uJesu ngalendlela noma untontsha noma uhleli nezinto ezingatsile.
O Judas, how can you despise such great love which is being shown to you right to the end, yet you continue with your evil ways, with your crooked ways of stealing and doing all those things, despite his love for you?
Osando kule mzuzo nje engivezela uthando lungaka ukuthi lungakanani angibuyele kuye wayihenda. Uyabona kukhona abantu bathi ngathi ukuthi uNkulunkulu kangithandi ngani yini kubusiseka abanye kodwa hayi mina. Kusho ukuthi kangithandi uNkulunkulu, uthanda abanye hayi mina. Thanda ezinye izizwe, hayi thina. Awulahlwe uJesu, ulahlwa yisenzo sakho. Ulahlwe lokho ukuthi udelele, unganangi umusa wakho nothando lwakho akuvezele lona. Umuntu ulahlwa yisenzo sakhe. UJesu uyakuthanda ukuthi kube sekupheleni, noma usuwone kangakanani esikhundleni. So ukuthi ubuye uyele kuye ukuthi uNkulunkulu wami ngithethelele Nkosi Jesu kade ngithontshe imali kungaboni muntu angithembekanga emalini esikhwameni ngithethelele Nkosi ngakudayisa ngixolele uyahamba uyayihenga aka hengwangu uJesu wayihenga yena akalahlwangu uJesu uzilahle yena nawe futhi ungasuka ukuthi uJesu akanandaba nami ungilahlile. Hayibo, ngendlela abethanda ngabo wabathanda kuze kube sekupheleni. Kodwa uwena isono sakho sikulahla isenzo sakho ukwenza kwakho.
Judas regretted it. But when he noticed he had done his wrong, instead of going back to the Lord who had loved him and shown him such love right to the end, he didn't go back to him. He went and he hung himself. And there are many people who say, well, why doesn't the Lord love me? He loves others. He blesses others. Why not me? Instead of going back to the Lord who loves you so much and confessing your sin and saying, I've been a thief. I haven't been faithful. I'm sorry. Instead of doing that, a person goes and he hangs himself. By his actions, he eventually hangs himself.
Kodwa noko wamthanda wamvezela umusa ethi hawu mngane emthatha uqhezu alifaka esitsheni amnike ongakwenzela isivakashi esikhulu esikuvakashele.
Jesus knew that Judas would betray him, yet even in the face of all that, he dipped that bread in that bowl, gave it to him, something you'd only do to someone who you love and you look and you honor and respect. But when the Lord...
Thina siyamthanda ngoba yena waqala wasithanda thina. Kodwa cha, yena uyithathela indlela yakhe uyasha kuze kube namhlanje sihogweni ngunaphakade uzosha kungaba inhlanhla uma singezwa ukukhala kwakhe nokuthi uthini ekhulekela abazalwane abangaphelele bedlala ipolitiki bekhohlisa bezenzisa befarisa ethi anifundi ngani ngami.
And it was when that Lord, when the Lord did showed him that mercy, in that act of mercy and love, it was when he rejected that, it was then that the devil entered into him. And we know his end and where it was. And I wish we could hear him praying for us now and saying, oh Lord, help those people back on earth, those Christians, that they won't do what I did, being hypocritical, doing as if I'm all there, and all the time doing things in secret which are wrong.
UPetru ethi Nkosi noma bonke bekushiya keke ngikushiye khona lapho useyamphika.
And Peter said
useyamphika kodwa noko uJesu uyamthanda alupheli kunokuba liphele luyakhula kuze kube sekupheleni.
And Peter said, Lord, if everyone forsakes you, I never will. And straight after that, he denied him and turned his back on the Lord. And yet the Lord loved him to the end. Someone said to me,
loving kindness ngaleyo ndlela ekuvezela uthando iminyaka ngeminyaka kodwa awukaphili kuze kube manje.
Someone said to me, how can there be
hell? Kodwa into zenza ekusithekeni ngemicabango yakho ngesenzo sakho ongasivezi hleli phezu kwazo. Kodwa ezulwini ngeke ungene sona sakhelwe abantu abanjengawe.
Someone said to me, how can there be hell? God is love. He'll never burn you in hell. I say no. It's because of his loving kindness. If you reject that loving kindness, you deserve a hell and you deserve to be thrown into hell.
Bonke bamshiyile. Bamshiya yedwa. UJesu bayedwa vo. Bamshiyile bonke. Noko wabathanda ngalo loluthando wabavezela futhi lungakanani kuze kube sekugcineni.
All the disciples forsook the Lord. They left him alone, and yet he loved them to the end, and he displayed and showed his love, how great his love was towards them right to the end. Now to the second point.
Bengikhuluma ngothando lukaJesu analo kuwe. Yebo kuyashiwo ukuthi ubebathanda abakhe. Abanye bangathi ubethanda laba abayishumi nambili. Kodwa ayithina. Izwi lenkosi liyasho futhi ukuthi uNkulunkulu walithandizwe kangaka. Izwe nawe usezweni. Noma ungabani, noma ubani, noma ungesiyo omunye wabayishumi nambili. Kodwa uthando lwakho lenzani? Awunakile. Uyayihambela. Into ebefanele ukuthi kunyakazise. Uthi ngiyaphenduka.
Now here we heard about God's love, how he loved, and yet says how he loved his own. And then some say, well, then that love was just for his disciples. No, it goes far beyond that, because the God's word also says, for God so loved the world. That includes all of us, every single one.
Asimthathe uJesu ke sidlule kulelo point lokuqala. Siye point lesibili. Siye kuwe ke. Siye kuwe.
So the first point was about God's love he has for you. Let's go to the second point, and that concerns you. You personally, do you love the Lord And we should love him, for he first loved us.
Indaba yakho inhloboni. Uthando lwakho lunjani? Kuze kube sekugcineni. Banika abantu engibaziyo. Bapholelwa uthando. Baqale kahle, bagcine kabi.
What kind of love do you have for the Lord? Is your love also that love which goes and endures to the end? I know of many who start loving the Lord, but they end up badly. Remember your first love.
Kumbula ukuthi uthando obelikhona luvuthe enhlizweni yakho ukuthi belungakanani.
Remember that love, how it burned in your heart.
Ushisekele izinto zikaNkulunkulu, uvuthe umlilo enhlizweni yakho. Usakuzwa lokho wakuzwayo ekuqaleni.
How you were on fire for the Lord. Is that fire still burning?
UJesu wathi ebandleni laseLaodikeya.
The Lord said to the church in Laodicea.
Laodikeya, ethi, ulishilo uthando lokuqala.
He said, you
wena uthando lokuqala lusekhona.
He said, you've forsaken your first love. Now you, have you still got your first love?
Encwadini kwabaseKorinte kuthiwa ilona lo akayihlolisise. Ake siyihlolisise ke manje. Ukuthi uthando lwakho lwehlile noma lusekhona lolo lwaqhala. Ngikukhona ikhumusho lesingisi. Ethi ubavezele ubukhulu bothando lwakhe ukuthi lungakanani kube ngathi luyakhula.
Now in Corinthians it says, test yourself. Now you test yourself whether that love is there, and where it even says that you display the greatness of his love.
Khona ikhulu lesingisi elithi, if ever I loved you, test now. Test now. Ukuthi akukaze kube khona isikhathi lapho ngakuthanda njengokuba ngikuthanda manje.
Can you in truth sing that song? If ever I loved you, Lord, then it's now.
Uthando, ungakusho lokho mzalwane. Buka abantu abasihlubukile. Bebeyithanda iNkosi, besithanda. Buke ukuthi balaphi namhlanje. Babuke, qaphelisisa, phawula ukuthi banhloboni namhlanje.
If you think of those that have left us, just look at them. Just see what state they are in today.
Uthando lwakho nalo kuJesu namhlanje lukhulu kunothando lwakuqala. Luyakhula noma luyancipha. Uphenduka ube yisivivi. Athi uJesu ngizokukhafula, uyangigulisa, ngizokuhlanza, uphume.
The love you have for the Lord today, is it greater or is it less than you had in the beginning? Has it grown cold that you have become lukewarm? And the Lord says, if you are lukewarm, I will spew you out.
Cabanga, hlalisisa zivivinye.
Test and prove yourself.
Uthando obunalo, iBhayibheli lithi, othi uthanda yena engathanda umzalwane wakhe, umfowabo unamanga.
And then the Bible says, if you say you love him and you do not love your brother, then you're a liar.
Uthando lolo lwaqala kufanele ukuthi lunganqamuki, luqhubeke. Kuze kube sekupheleni, uzwile uJesu ehlangana neyinkinga, akucimanga umlilo, akabanga isivivi, wavutha, lwakhulu uthando, lwabonakala ngasekugcineni ukuthi uthando lungakanani, kube ngathi ubathanda ngothando olukhulu kunalolu lokuqala.
That love needs to continue, endure to the end. Like with the Lord, who when he met up with difficulties, that love didn't grow cold. In fact, he kept that love and it grew right to the end.
Bese, ubheka umakoti, uma ishada, ufika emzini uthanda konke khona uthanda nesidalwa sakhona uthanda nekati lakhona konke kuhle usanda ukufika kodwa uma wahlala isikhashanyana useyasola manje umamazala akangiphathi kahle nakhulu usebona izinto ezimbi useyayibala useyacriticize useyasola uyezwa nje ngizokhuluma ulimi luni ukuze uphaphame ebuthongweni.
It's like a girl who gets married. When she gets married, the first, the beginning is wonderful. She loves everything, her husband and his home and the cat and the dog and the house, even the mother-in-law. But as time goes by, that love is not the same anymore. She finds fault. This is not good enough. That's not right. The mother-in-law has done this. Do you understand?
Bekufanele ukuthi ngibe manje, ngikunike 5 minutes, ibukisise impilo yakho ukuthi injani. Yehla noma uyakhuphuka uthando lwaqala usenalo lona lelo noma usenalo.
I wish I could.
Kulume iqiniso phambi kwakho uNkulunkulu.
I wish I could stop now for 5 minutes and just give you a chance to think about it, search your heart and say that love you had in the beginning, is that love still there?
Kodwa baphawuleni laba abapholelwa uthando ubabuke ukuthi balaphi manje bangashumayela izizwe kodwa baphi kulezi nsuku bekufanele ukuthi ngiyendiya bathi sinabantu abangamashumi amahlanu ey'nkulungwane wazi ushumayeze baphi namhlanje.
And if you think, and you notice those people who lose that first love, and look at them, where are they? Yes, maybe they go around and they preach to different people, but if we think, just in these days I had an invitation to India to address 50,000 people. Where are those people? They could have had wonderful opportunities, but where are they? Maybe they're not even reaching 1,000.
Kuyabiza ukuhlubuka inkosi nokupholelwa uthando. Ukhothwa ilangabi lesihogo usekhona la emhlabeni.
It costs a lot to lose that first love. In fact, you will experience the flames of hell licking you while you're still here on earth.
Umprofeti uHezekiyeli wabona umfula uqhume phambi kwethempeli phambi kwealtar kwagobhoza hambe amamithe angamashumi amahlanu amanzi afika eqakaleni wahamba futhi 50 meters edolweni wahamba futhi 50 meters shayela wahamba futhi umfula uyakhula, uyakhula. Ushayela isigcino bengakwazi ukuhamba, kwadinga ukuthi shaye isidadam.
The prophet Ezekiel, he saw a stream, a river flowing from the altar of God. And as it flowed, that stream got deeper and greater and bigger. Every 50 meters, it was deeper and deeper. Eventually, it was so deep, he couldn't stand in it, he had to swim.
Umfula wamanzi okuphila, umfula kamoya ngcwele, umfula wothando lukaJesu. Is that your experience? Is that your living? Atsini. Yayimuthi yourself bekeer, want yayiso patentu.
That's the river of the love of God, the Spirit of God. Is that what you're experiencing?
Ngibonile imfula emkhulu. Ngibonile lezi Zimbabwe, iZambezi, uthukela ulutho, awulutho, ikhona imfula emkhulu nala lelukhuza, qhubeke, kuze kube ichibeli khulu, ikharibha, amanzi, ngokuqhubeka kwawamanzi. Ayanda When you soon know 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, you call me away. In full, I am pale, I am composa. No more say, Milaka, Gate, Ubu Kona. No more will me.
If you think there are some great rivers.
I'm Funugo to Pume, Lime Consuelo. Ungai Solanga. I'm Tandu Kutikazila could be for him.
There are great rivers. If you think of the Zambezi, how great and how great it gets, flowing all the way into Lake Kariba. And those volumes of water, you cannot imagine. Now, what's your Christian life like? If you think back 5 years, think of where you are today. Has it grown? Has it become deeper? Is it increasing? And you must... Unfortunately, there are many streams which start, you get a fountain, it starts flowing, and after a while, it's just a dry riverbed, there's no water. If you think of the Okavango River, a big river flows into the desert and it just disappears. It just gets nowhere. It doesn't get to the sea. Is that a picture of your life? That those streams just disappear and it doesn't ever get to the sea? And even here in South Africa, you get such rivers where they tell us that once water flowed in a place, today there's no water, there's nothing, it's dry.
When I'm Christu, nginombuzo onjalo. Wena unjani? Kwaphenduka nini? Akhona amanzi okuphila noma usabuka intombi zabanguni noma usabuka internet.
Now you Christian, when did you become a Christian? What's it like? Do those rivers flow?
Khala kuNkulunkulu awuyeke ukuye kumvumisi qonda kuNkulunkulu qobo lwakhe phenduka ngoba uyadlala ngomvumisi uyatya vuma vuma uyinja.
Do those rivers flow, or are you just busy with the internet, looking at pornography? That's what you are busy with. You need to cry to God. Don't even just go to the counselor in the first place. Cry to God and ask Him to help you and set you free. Otherwise, you're just a dog that vomits and goes back to its vomit. And that love and that life must endure to the end. It must continue, get bigger and grow. Not that when there's thunder and lightning and a storm that everything just fizzles out. But in spite of all that, it should continue. Do you hear? The problem is some people have demons sitting in their ears. They go into church service Sunday after Sunday. They don't seem to hear.
Sambili isikhathi kumele ukuthi unqamule manje.
Now because of time I need to cut short.
Kuze kube sekupheleni wabathanda. Wena uyabathanda kuze kube sekupheleni nabazalwane bakho. Nendawo lapho khona noma usucabanga ukuthi weqa ubaleke lolo thando obunalo ngalabo bantu qala ukuthi belungakanani namhlanje selunjani.
And he loved them right to the end. Now tell me, do you love them? And right to the end, those people that you live together with, the Christians, the brethren, do you love them? Remember how you used to love them. What's it like today? I've often spoken about Mickey Thompson.
Izimoto zomjaho futhi eshayelwa uyena.
Someone who is famous for building racing cars, he raced himself.
Ubakhe imoto ezinejubana kunazo zonke imoto.
In fact, he built the fastest racing cars of the time.
Not only the fastest, but the finest. Ezinhle. Got 29 esemjahweni ngemoto zakhe zakhaya ezinhle.
He took part in races 29 times with these wonderful cars he built.
Jalo mayiqala ubeqala kahle. Brilliant. Abe first.
He had brilliant starts.
And he always was first in the beginning. Kodwa uma sokuhambe kuhambe phakathi nendawo papalale imoto yakhe iphele akawinanga nakanye akafikanga nakanye ekugcineni.
But during the race he'd pick up problems along the way, mechanical problems, and he never finished a race, let alone win it.
Is that a picture of your spiritual life?
Impilo yakhe yokomoya ifana naleyo moto na.
Isithombe sakho leso sempilo yakho ngeke utshelwe yimini ngithi sihlale wena, phendula wena. Usuyazi ke uma kungenjalo, unoma uma kunjalo ukuthi kumele wenzani. Phenduka, khohlwa ukuthi wake waphenduka. Khohlwa usendleleni yesihogweni, kudinga ukuphenduka. Kohle ukuthi waka wayinikele ukufakaza ukuthi 20 years, 30 years. Nonsense leyo. Ngoba kwaphela. Onqobayo ukuze kube sekupheleni. UJesu kwaza kwaba sekupheleni. Ebathande bavezela uthando lwakhe lukhulu. Angazi uma uzwa, ngizojabula. Uma ungezwa, ngithawu.
I don't need to tell you, you know for yourself whether that love has died and fizzled out. If it has, you need to repent. Forget about it that you had a testimony and you repent that you got converted 30 years ago. You need to repent again because that love needs to endure to the end.
And if you say you've repented, you're a child of the Lord. All these years will be coals on the fire of hell, and your hell will be worse than the others. Kushukuti uma uthi ngumntwana kaNkuluNkulu ngiyaphila kodwa uthando luyaphola amalahle lawa amnyama buqa azoba bomfu khephu. Isikhoko sakho uyasibuthisa, uyasikhwezela. Asime ngenyawo.
Let's stand to our feet.
Ngijulise nkosi, o sabe, wendi lwakho.
Kimbisha, O Kushaka Nibagwa.
Angazi Nkosi, njengokuba ngimi phambi kwalaba bantu ukuthi bayezwa yini noma bezwa.
Lord, as I stand before these people, I do not know whether they hear and understand or not.
Angazi ukuthi bazophuma yini bekhohlwa ikona, bengathathi notisi.
I don't know whether they will go, whether they'll go out here without having taken notice and without reaction.
Ungubuphinde ukhale ngephasika, ukhale ngenhlungu onazo ngabantu bakho.
And we have to experience the pain of the Passover once again because of your people.
Sebenza Nkosi, hambela abantu wonke umhlaba jikelele. Ilona lo khohlwa abanye ayilungisa indaba yakhe. Aphenduke noma kade ekuphoxa ukukholwa, ebhuqa, elukhuni, kodwa manje aguqe ngamadolo. Athi ngiyakuthobela Nkosi wena owangifelayo. Wangithanda kuze kube sekufeleni. Wangithanda ngiseyisitha sakho.
Lord, visit your people all over the world and the ones who have forsaken you and who have left you in the lurch and brought disgrace upon you, that they will call upon you, the one who loved them to the end, and that they will repent.
Amen.